This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Hoag, author of In June the Labyrinth, Instead It Is Dark, and Contain, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of September. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Jacob Griffin Hall reading What Now? The roads have closed for flooding. The rows of cars are marbled in a mist. Watching gulls dive bomb the waves behind the pier, the only thing that's left for me is gratitude. Thank you for this. Thank you for the landscape that's not yet turned to dust, the wet gusts filled with clumsy birds and hints of sunlight, and me, soaking wet as well, allowed by the grace of what flesh to watch. This poem is the final poem in a manuscript about my home state of Georgia. For this project, I spent a long time researching various histories that I had either never learned about or learned about incompletely, histories that structures of power have a vested interest in keeping peripheral. The poems, like the research they grew out of, are filled with both sorrow and joy. In this last poem, I think the two come together in a way that's important for me. When I wrote it, I was reading Camille T. Dungy and Ross Gay. I definitely feel each of their influence in the poem. Gay's poetics of gratitude, Dungy's attentiveness to self and landscape in the Anthropocene. The coast in the poem is the Georgia coast. I think it was late afternoon.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.